Great to be with you on this Monday morning. Adam White, Daniel Harford enjoying a break over the next week or so. I think Harford's back next week. Whitey's got a couple of weeks off. State of Origin football went to Perth last night and New South Wales hit back against Queensland. 44-12 was the score in the end and they dominated the second half, New South Wales, to level up the series. So we're going to Brisbane at Suncorp Stadium in a couple of weeks' time for the decider. Now, our next guest played 22 matches, 22 State of Origin appearances for New South Wales. Benny Elias joins us, and I would imagine he would have woke up with a spring in his step this morning. Benny, good morning, and well done to you, Blues.
It certainly was great to be alive when you win State of Origin the night before. The sun is out. The blue skies are happening here in New South Wales, and it's all a positive attitude. Everyone's out and about, feeling very, very, very positive about game number three.
So Benny, take us through it. Why did New South Wales win? They made seven changes to their team for last night, but what changed from game one?
Look, it was a big call from Freddie, the coach, to make seven changes in a squad that was only playing a week beforehand. And look, it was a massive call, and they just believed in what their journey's all about. And that's what makes this series such an exciting competition, because it is the best out of three, and you do get a true indication of, you know, you can always have a bad day. Every sports person out there, or everyone out there listening, we always have a, so you get a chance to fix it up and try and regroup and get back on the horse, and that's what happened here with the State of Origin side. I thought they had the courage to pick seven new players, the combinations with one club in particular, the Penrith Panthers. Mm. Just showed that the combinations were proven very, very positive for the New South Wales side. And but look, in saying all that, just before half time, the Queenslanders had a Kafusi put into the sin bin for 10 minutes. I mean, 10 minutes is almost, well, it is. It's a quarter of one half. So it certainly takes the sting out of you and puts so much pressure on the players themselves. And the continued pressure that New South Wales put on Queensland, they crumbled. They just couldn't hang on any further, and they just dominated the second half.
So just on that sin bin with Kafusi, did you think he should have been sent to the sin bin for what was happening? Because watching here in Melbourne on the TV, the umpire said for repeated penalties, he just had enough.
That's right.
Is that the correct call?
That was exactly the correct call. You guys have got everything right except for the umpire. It's called the referee. But we give you the benefit of the doubt down south there, mate. Don't worry. You can't help yourself. But look, I in a game like State of Origin, I think, look, there should have been a warning to the captain. The captain should have, you know, the referee, not the umpire, they should have just said, at least, mate, there's a warning. Next time there's going to be a send-off in the bin. But nothing happened. He just took it into his own, decision and just said, mate, enough's enough and you're gone. So poor old Kafusi was the man that just got into the bin, and that just really just changed the game. In such a competitive, such a fast, physical game, it takes its toll. And unfortunately for the Queenslanders, they just basically collapsed in the second half. But look, you know, game three, Wednesday week, 13th of July, up there at Suncorp Stadium in Brisbane, it will be an absolute humdinger, mate. You just don't ever, ever, ever take these Queenslanders for granted, and it's going to absolutely be a humdinger up there.
Nathan Cleary put on a masterclass. Do you think he was unfairly criticised for game one?
Oh, absolutely. Look, I don't know why he did so badly in game one. Game one, what Queensland did, they just nullified. They just absolutely pressured Cleary all game. And they just didn't give him any room to do anything game number one. Game number two surprised me so much, because I would have thought they would have done the same thing they did in game one on Cleary, but they didn't. He just seemed to have so much more time. He was so much more dominant. And that really did surprise me last night. I think they'll go back to really putting the pressure on the number seven for the New South Wales side next time, because he truly was an absolute superstar last night. And I also thought James Tedesco, the captain for the New South Wales side, had an extraordinary game. Those two players were just dynamite. And the unsung hero was the bloke that they left out in the first game, Jake Trbojevic, who was, I thought, probably, again, up there with Nathan Cleary as New South Wales' finest.
How did they leave him out in that first match?
There should be an inquiry. Yeah. Who the hell left him out game number one? It was just criminal. And I just couldn't work it out. When you see the dominance and the workload, and more importantly, a bloke like Jake Kavoyevich is a bloke that you want to play with. You know, you're going to go that extra yard for him. And it was shown last night. It was just so evident that he was such a big part of that New South Wales side.
He should be captain of Manly as well.
He wouldn't go wrong. Although the captain of Manly is the captain of the Queensland side. That's the only problem. But look, he's certainly a leader in the Manly outfit. He's one of the senior players and most regarded and 100% respected by players that he plays with and against. So, you know, that's a big statement, and he made that last night, and you couldn't be any clearer or any more obvious that Jake Kavoyevich will be in that State of Origin side until he retires.
Well, Benny, the best of luck over the next couple of weeks of that build-up to game number three, and I think I'm a bit biased. I think there's no better game decider than at Suncorp Stadium in Queensland.
Look, you're spot on. 1994 was the last time New South Wales won a series when they got beat first in game one in Sydney. Yeah. So it's a long, long time. And under Freddie's coach, and they've only won one game out of the last four games they've played up there at Suncorp Stadium. So we do not underestimate the Queensland side. They are a very special side up there in Queensland. They put on that super coat. They think they're bulletproof up there, and they're very, very positive, and they've got a lot to work from game number one and two. And they'll realise that, you know, this is home ground. The scene couldn't be any better. It's in front of our own home crowd. It is the decider, and watch out. The game was sold out in 12 minutes up there. So, you know, it's a capacity crowd already. There is no facilities available for any corporate boxes or anything. So it's rock solid up there. They are absolutely fanatical in Queensland. So we look forward to the finale.
Bring it on. Good on you, Benny. Well done.
Good on you, guys. Good luck.